Hi everyone, and welcome to The Why in Your 20s.
This is Bib.
And Nat here. We are two counselors in our 20s navigating our adulthood away from our home country.
This is where we explore questions that might come across in our 20s, including relationships, identities, and all kinds of uncertainties.
Some topics will be fun, others can be a bit scary and uncomfortable, but sit with it, because that's when we learn and grow.
But just a friendly reminder, the information presented in this podcast is for general information purposes only. If you're struggling, please seek professional help.
We might not have everything figured out, but together, we can make this journey less lonely and scary.
So welcome on board,
and let the journey begin!
Oh well, how are we going to start this? You want to...
Yeah. I always have to think of like a good opening. No, I'm just going...
You have too high expectations.
On what?
On yourself. Nobody's going to care.
Okay, whatever. Welcome back. Welcome back everyone to another episode of The Why in Your 20s. If you're new, hello.
And if you're not,
hi. Welcome back.
Wow, very refreshing.
I've been thinking about recent because we have been doing this for over a year now. Not just, you know, just normal me overthinking. I'm like, oh, what am I doing this for?
What are you doing this for?
Yeah.
I'm asking you.
I think when I first started, because we are unemployed, right? I'm like, oh, I need some growth.
Employed people, you don't need growth, right?
I'm bored. I need something to do. And it's always something that I always wanted to do anyway. But then now I think about it, we actually don't really prepare the episode well. At least for me. I don't think I reached the point that I want to. The level of involvement that or the level of work that I put on each episode haven't reached my expectation yet, if that makes sense.
Does that matter?
It does, because the whole purpose of me wanting to do this podcast is growth, right? Mm. Of course, our conversation is very...
It's not. It's like...
Enriching.
Whatever. I'm just... it's fine. I have to listen to Viv talk again.
No, but the whole point is when you're researching the topic... You kind of learn something new. I think that's the reflection I have recently. I don't know why I mentioned, but I'm just like, I've been thinking about this recently.
Are you saying that you want to stop doing the podcast?
No, it's just like a reminder of why are you starting this and keeping yourself on track.
That's a very random reflection.
Yeah, I don't know why I've been thinking about that recently.
I've never had that expectation of doing a lot more research and then learning about a topic.
So what's your purpose of doing this?
I don't know.
It's just Natalie pointing a gun to you.
No, not at all. It's just giving a chance to have conversations that I wouldn't normally have. Because and even if I do have these conversations outside of the podcast... It goes very off topic. And I wouldn't feel the need to pull it back. I would just be like, oh, okay, let's go with the flow kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Even though perhaps I might have something to say in that topic.
Because you wouldn't initiate to say it.
Yeah. But whereas in the podcast, it gives me that responsibility that I actually have to do this. Then I'm like, oh, okay, like, and it's okay for me to do it.
So you're open for it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, whereas like other conversations with other people outside of the podcast, people think like, why do you keep bringing it back to this topic? Like, it's weird, no?
But I like it. It's good to dive deeper, though. But is that what you say? Like, not everyone is okay.
And
with...
it's you never know.
That is true.
And it's not every topic that you have to dive deep. It's like, what did you have for dinner last night? You don't have to dive deep and keep
okay,
going.
Okay, so why do you choose Italian? Why do you always eat Chinese food? Yeah. Do you miss home?
Yeah, like no. That's a pretty good point. But yeah, like not every topic have to do that. So like this is just like, oh, okay, cool. Like there are some certain topics that at certain times it's actually very hard to touch on.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't talk about it. It's like today's topic.
Yeah. Guilt.
And actually today's topic, I actually learned something new about it. I didn't know there were so many different types of guilt.
Yeah.
Yeah, so because of this, I think this is the only time I actually read the article. One of the few times. Yeah, I read a few in the early stage.
So what have you learned from different types of guilt?
Not really like concrete, but it's just more of, oh, okay, like, honestly, I feel guilty all the time.
Mm-hmm.
About different things. But reading this is like, oh, it's so nice that other people feel that way as
well. It feels normalized, right? Yeah. You're like, you're not alone.
Yeah.
I agree.
And people will just come up to you and say, oh, I feel guilty about this. Like, no one's going to do that to normalize it or validate your experience. But reading this article, so, oh, that is so cool.
So abnormal.
Well, that's a stretch. But
it was very different because I'm the opposite as you. I always tell people I'm guilty. Like, oh, I feel so guilty about this. I feel so guilty about that. I think I've
It depends on what you're guilty of, right?
Just the things that I experience. But then I just say, oh, I'm guilty, and that's it.
Anyways, let's just dive into today's topic. As we mentioned, it's about guilt. And I feel like guilt is often associated with shame. And it's very hard to distinguish the two. Sometimes I feel like it overlaps.
I think
so. And it's very ambiguous.
How do you differentiate it?
I think it's a lot of what other people say, or like what I've read as well, is that guilt is more focused on my behavior and I feel guilty about that behavior. Whereas shame is about my identity, where it could be still about that behavior, but it's because of that behavior I feel bad about who I am.
It's very similar.
I feel guilt is more of that behavior. It's making you want to change. Whereas shame is my identity, so I can't really change it.
Oh, now I'm going too far. My brain is thinking about embarrassment.
It could be that as well. So it's a lot of these are very, it overlaps a lot, but it's, I personally feel it's good to separate them at times just so that I'll be able to label it more. Like, oh, okay, this makes more sense. But at the same time, one incident or like one experience can overlap a few different things. But it's okay.
There's heaps of research out there.
You're telling them to do their own research because we haven't done ours?
I will look at it at some point.
But it's fine, because right today we're focusing on the guilt part, like not the shame.
So shame or embarrassment, bye-bye.
Like we can do that in another episode, but right now we're focusing more on the guilt. And there are different types of guilt, but we are focusing on the interpersonal guilt. And even though we're focusing on one type of guilt,
umbrella term.
It's an umbrella term for a lot of different things as well.
They all linked anyway. Just trying to keep us on track, we just focus on this.
Yes. Yeah, but what do you think about guilt? Like what's your thoughts?
Oh, it's my friend.
Oh, it's your friend.
My bad friend.
Oh, so, okay, you categorize as a bad friend.
I think it can be, generally speaking, it's not a good or bad thing, but it has impacted me badly before. That's why I say it's a bad friend.
But currently?
And I'm trying to become a friend. That can
be. You're trying to establish a good relationship with
them. Yeah. Yes. I think it's one of my, what's the word like? One of the most common words that I say back then. Is I'm guilty. Yeah. Oh, exactly what I'm thinking in Cantonese.
Of course, there's only one thing.
But yeah, that's my first thought. I'm like, oh, I have a negative impression on guilt because of what it has impacted me before. What about you? What's your thought on guilt?
Your catchphrase. Oh, sorry.
My catchphrase.
I was very fixated on that. What about me? What?
How do you...
Your
thoughts on guilt.
Generally speaking, people would say guilt is a negative emotion. And I agree with that. But this negative emotion sometimes could be very helpful for me. Sometimes it could be very, very unhelpful. But it really depends on what I feel guilty about.
Yeah.
I can think of a lot of things that it's because of guilt, it helps me a lot.
Yeah.
And vice versa. So it's just, I wouldn't say a good or bad friend. It's a friend in life.
Aww.
I can't get rid of it. So I can just let it stay there.
How do you stay with that friend?
Yeah. We can talk about that a bit later.
Yeah. So what are we talking now?
What we normally do, you know, share an experience. I think what we wanted to do is share a distant experience of feeling guilt when we were younger and feeling an experience recently that we feel guilty. Which one do you want to start first?
Let's start with the past first. That's what we usually start with. You want to start? I can start so I can give you time to think. I think I have this guilt when I think about this topic. The first incident that comes up is an argument with one of my friends back then. I think till now it's still impacting me. I don't keep contact with that friend anymore. But long story short...
Ooh, okay. You should learn how to do that in these podcasts.
This will be short. I have an argument with this friend and I haven't talked to her in a while. I'm make up my courage to have a meal with her. Just, I want to apologize during the meal because I think there's some miscommunication between both. I didn't say a single word during that meal. I'm sitting in silence because the past Natalie don't know how to confront or like just apologize. Like it sounds easy, but to me it's
a big step.
It's difficult. Yeah. So we finished that meal and we walked back to school. We didn't talk since then. So in this incident, I'm like, oh, I could have done better. I feel guilty about it. I feel guilty about me not being able to apologize. I feel guilty that I'm treating this friend terribly. So that's one of the most significant story.
I feel like you've shared the story
before. I have. I have.
And it shows how much it impacted you or impacting you.
I think here comes where guilt can be helpful because I think guilt and regret is kind of similar to me. I think from this incident, I know that next time how important it is to, if you fail with that relationship, to just say it. It's not that hard. It's more just like saying that word or starting that conversation that is challenging. But I think because of this incident, I know how much it has impacted me, so I don't want this to repeat again. Yeah.
So in this case, guilt was very helpful because it was more allowing to be adaptive functions where it is motivating you to. Well, I don't know if it's motivating you to repair the damages, but it's motivating you to avoid in the future to happen in a similar way.
Yeah, it's a constant reminder.
Oh, constant reminder.
Not like every day I wake up like, you can't do this again, Natalie, that's terrible. No, I think that would be concerning.
But just a tad.
Yeah. But it's just like sometimes when you have an argument with a friend, not every single time, but it's more like, okay, it's not that hard to apologize. Now you have learned how to do it. Remember how much loss you would have. I think that's a reminder. So it's bad because I was heavily impacted by it for a few years. But then there's no point of keep blaming on yourself and not taking any action. So I see it differently now. I'm like, okay, the past is the past. The damage has been done.
You are taking active actions. Yes. In preventing that to happen.
Yes.
Wow. That's a pretty, not a nice story, but I feel it's exactly what guilt is. Especially when you're younger, like in our younger ages, guilt is a very good emotion for us to learn pro-social behavior that is acceptable by the society.
Mm.
But growing older, it gets a bit blurry. Like you're not entirely sure what's considered as like pro-social behavior.
Because you have experienced more now, and the line becomes vague. That is true. Yeah.
Mm. Do you want to share a recent one then?
No. Do you want to share your...
Is it
distant experience?
Distant one, because I'm just... Like, I find it very hard to think of examples. So the paper, Nat can put it in the description.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of examples there, a lot of categories. So I'm just reading about it. And I think one of them was, that stood out to me immediately, was betrayal.
Mm.
I'm thinking back in high school, or maybe earlier, I don't know. Okay, maybe it was primary school.
Okay, when you're young.
Yeah, when I was young, because grade 7, I started to not interact with other people already. So,
gosh, poor girl, what have you experienced when you were young?
So let's go back. Like, it was probably primary school, like grade 4 to 6. Sorry, I lied. It was 4 to 6. I socialized a lot back then. So a lot of people trust me with their secrets. And back then, there were a lot of gossip and all that. And not even just gossip. It's more about they're just sharing their own secrets to me. So it's not really gossip. Like, it's just them sharing their own life with
me. Like, venting or ranting.
Yeah. Or like, I have this crush on this person. Blah, blah, blah.
Because people start this early.
The people that I came in contact, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so then I was like, oh, great. Like, I have this... I don't think I was thinking about it at all. I'm just like, oh, someone asked me, oh, what does that person share with me? I was like, oh, they said this. And then I learned that, oh, that gives me, like, the people, when I shared this information with other people, their response was very positive.
Mm.
It's like saying, oh, wow, like, oh my goodness, like, you know so much about it. Like, next time tell me as well, and like, blah, blah, all that. So, like, it was a very good experience. So I just continued to do that throughout those years, I guess. And I didn't see it as a problem. Like, nobody told me it was wrong. People responded well to it. I'm like, cool. Like, it also gives me that
reinforcement. Respect.
Yeah. Like, people respect me and give me that status of, oh, this person knows a lot of different information.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Gives me the power as well. But then eventually, because I'm just giving away secrets, like it is a betrayal. It is committing a breach of confidence because they don't expect me to share with everyone else. So it kind of backfired as well. I'm like, this is not something that you're supposed to do.
Mm.
Yeah, so it wasn't a great experience, but I felt very guilty for doing so after someone told me that, oh, you're not supposed to do that. Like, oh my goodness, because only one person came to me and told me about it, but there were so many other secrets that I shared with other people, and they didn't come back to me. Maybe they didn't want to confront me, or they didn't know, or I don't know why. But I felt very guilty for all the secrets that I shared with other people.
So is that one person that told you, then you feel guilty? And how long does that guilt last, if you remember?
I think it depends on the secret that I shared with. Like, if it's just something very, like, whatever. Like, they were just talking, they were saying something bad about the teacher. Like, that's not really much.
Just common things that
students
talk about.
Yeah, so it really depends on what the secret that I shared with. So I feel it... I wouldn't say it was too long. But it still impacted me a lot where nowadays when someone shares with me, I don't share anything about that with anyone else, even though it could be a very common thing. Like, let's say you had a long day, you had a lot of clients today. I'm not going to share that information with other people, even though it's a very neutral thing.
Because you be extra aware
of. Yeah, I'll be very extra aware. And I expect, when I first meet people, I expect them to do the same thing as well. To uphold that discretion.
So it's still impacting you now, but it's not like a constant reminder.
No, kind of thing. It's not. It's definitely not a constant reminder. Like, it's one of the reasons why I'm so discreet with other people's information. One of the reasons, but it's not like the entire thing.
I think this is also a very common guilt or things that people would experience back in teenage years. Because gossiping is everywhere. And I think at some point you start realizing that it's not okay, or it has something happened to you, so you stop doing it.
And this really impacts the people that you're talking about. It's so much. And yeah, don't do it.
Yeah, no, don't do it.
Yeah, so that was my experience. And I would say that's still it was helpful. And what I said earlier, I feel like when we were younger, guilt is a very helpful emotion to help us know what's acceptable and what's not acceptable in this society. Yeah, anyway, so
what is your most recent one?
I'll share first.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I already shared mine first.
Okay, fine. Okay, I was reading the list again.
Okay.
And something stood out to me. Obviously involves other people, feelings of guilt related to other people. I know she's gonna slap me for saying this, but I still feel guilty. So yesterday I had a very long day. I didn't realize I was having a long day until I shared with Rats. We can say her name, yeah?
Yeah, she's part of it anyway.
Yeah, so in the morning I got some like bad news, whatever, and not bad news, it was just news. And then at work I had to do a lot of stuff that was asked on the day of, and then I had therapy, so it was a very long day. And then I shared with her, like, I was saying, like, these things happen because, you know, like, how was your day? I have to answer, right? But the thing is, I was okay with sharing. Like, not everyone who asked me how my day was, I would say all of these stuff, right?
Yeah.
But first, she asked, like, how my therapy went, like, the session went, and I felt guilty for her asking, like, having to ask me about it.
Why?
Like, if, I don't know, it feels like I'm not supporting her. Like, she has to support me in asking me this question. Okay, that's just part of it.
Okay.
And then, because I knew she would have a long day at work the next day, today and tomorrow as well. And it was pretty late already. And I still shared. You get what I mean? Where she was
slapping. I'm rolling my eyes now.
No, but then, like, I could have still waited until, like, the weekend or even on Fridays. Like, the weekend to share. Like, it's not something that urgent. Right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but then, like, after I shared, I'm like, oh, like, after I shared, it was already, like, 10:30 or 11, close to. So I feel very guilty not being there for the other person, or, like, taking care of the other person.
Because you're not considerate that she will have a long day the next day.
Yeah.
But that's just your assumption, though.
It is an assumption.
It's an assumption that you assume she wouldn't want to hear.
No, my assumption, I think she wants to hear it.
Of course.
My assumption is she is going to have a long day. She wants to sleep.
Yeah.
And go to sleep early.
And you feel guilty from not letting her to do that.
Yeah. That is a good assumption, no?
No, because the person... Well, I don't want to not validate your feelings, but also I understand where you're coming from.
I don't need validation. Like, honestly, don't validate me.
You have no control over what other people want to say, okay?
Okay.
Same as Brett's, right? If she wants to sleep, then she would. She have her legs that she can walk back to the room. But do you feel this type of guilty very often?
Yeah, like it's okay for me to share, and I should have just like normally I would ask like can I ask you a question? No, I wouldn't ask that. That's all. It's like asking when you're gonna die. How much time you have left? No, like I'll ask like, oh, can I ask a question? Oh, can I share something with you first and then continue? But I didn't do that yesterday, so I feel even more guilty. Cause when I actually do that with other people, I still feel guilty.
But because you didn't do that,
I feel even more.
So what's her response? Oh, did you express that you've...
Not yet. I haven't seen her yet.
Please text Viv how you feel after she shared this. No, because I know she will listen.
No, I'm going to tell her in person.
Okay.
That's just weird for saying it over the
podcast. No, you can.
I'm going to tell her.
I mean, like, you guys live together, so...
But let's see if I predict right that she's going to say, I'm going to slap you.
Of course she will. What else she will say? No, I really want to sleep that night. How dare you not letting me sleep?
But what I'm not gonna okay, because I feel this type of guilt very often. Mm. So I have learned to not apologize instead just thanking the other person for just being there.
But do you feel guilt internally though?
Yeah.
Is that why you don't share often? Because you think a lot before you share.
Sometimes it's a factor, but not all the time.
I mean, it's fair because some people might think you're burdening the other person.
So I guess this experience I would categorize as unhelpful.
So how can you make this helpful?
Ugh.
No, I'm genuinely curious.
I don't know. That's why I still feel it so often. Every time I share, I feel very guilty. Even during the podcast.
Now I feel guilty.
Oh,
because I always share a lot to you, but I never think whether you want to listen or not.
No, I explicitly tell you I don't want to listen,
and I still don't listen. No. I still share,
which is fine. I don't mind.
Oh, interesting. But the one of the way that helps you is not to verbalize. Sorry.
Yeah, because. Okay, maybe I'm thinking a lot, way too much, but...
Of course we do.
But, like, if I apologize, I'm almost expecting the other person to validate me, saying that, oh, it's okay, you can share with me. Like, I don't want that. And what's the point, like...
To relieve the guilt.
But it makes me even more guilty that the other person had to validate me.
No, but sometimes, okay, that is not true, because if you... Do say, oh, I apologize, maybe you need to sleep. That person might not care, but as a receiver, I feel like, oh, she did consider that. Because no one knows you consider that or not if you don't verbalize it.
That's,
I think that's
true.
Just what I, if I put myself in the receiver.
So you would rather have an apology?
Yeah. Even though I feel like I don't need it. But it's like, oh, okay, that person think that way.
So in this case, like if you were Rance,
this case is just ridiculous. I'm sorry, but like, as a friend, it's there to support each other. It's not 50-50, right? Some days might need more support. Maybe you have a long day, so you probably need more support from her. Another day, she have a longer day, then you can be the listener to support her.
Yeah. It's not about 50-50. It's more about I didn't consider her that she's going to have a long day next day, and I should.
And in this situation, would you say, oh, sorry, I talked too much. You might need to go to bed. I didn't think about it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
It's odd.
Wait, what?
It's odd
the time
to say.
I do that?
Really?
Yeah. The moment, the way I say it is, oh, I talk so much. My throat is dry. Sorry for talking so much.
I've never seen you talk too much.
No, but an indication of me talking too much is my throat is dry.
You tell this to the other person. Sorry for talking too much.
Well, not to everyone, but like to some people. Because only some people I'll actually talk so much that my throat is dry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what do you expect from the other person to respond?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's a...
I don't think I should think too much because the more I think, the more guilt I feel.
Yes, I agree. I agree. I think we are overanalyzing a little bit too much. But I think it's a courtesy. Because sometimes when we are so into the conversation or so into the things that we share, we did overshare or we did talk a big chunk. Which, if we go back to the pro-social conversation, is meant to be back and forth. So which makes sense why we feel guilty about it. But that's also exception sometimes.
I'm just saying what I said earlier. I do feel guilty during these podcasts as well. So, and actually even now, I do feel guilty for taking that time to share.
Okay, we need to but talk about okay. this.
It's okay. Let's move on.
Let me talk to your therapist about this.
Oh, no, it's okay. I feel so guilty for talking so much during the therapy.
I think because you're so not used to sharing. I think you're considerate and you're a very good listener. Like, there's no doubt of that. Like, as a friend, I can see that. But then, because I think you're so considerate sometimes that you're like, okay, I don't want to take up time. I don't know, I'm just putting words on you. I'm taking up time from other people. I should not stop sharing. You have that idea in your mind.
But I feel like I share a lot.
Even though the other person don't think that way?
Well, I don't think I've ever met someone that says I share a lot.
Yeah.
But in my mind, I feel like I share a lot.
I know you don't want to talk about that, but maybe changing your narrative might be helpful. Like changing how you think about those situations. You can do this on your own. You don't need a therapist.
Anyways, let's move on from that. You want to...
I'm trying to find something different because we've talked about a lot about interpersonal. But I don't know, I want to let you know and you can say if that's... I was doing the volunteer online thingy, right? And it's like shift-based. So people call when they need support. So it's like a 3-hour shift and you can put your availability as available, do not disturb, or like break. I always feel so guilty giving myself break. Because I'm like, one, I'm responsible for this 3-hour shift. I'm meant to be here for 3 hours. I should have taken a break later. And two, I'm like, if I'm taking breaks now, it means that my work will be assigned to other people to cover for me. So other people will have more work while I'm here resting. So I'm like, I don't deserve the rest. It's a pretty harsh word, I know. But I'm like, I feel guilty taking that 15 minutes break even though I need it. Because you might have finished, even though I might need it, because you just finished an intense call, it's good to have a little break just to, wrap up and stuff. So that's a guilt that I have. I don't know if that's interpersonal.
I feel like that's guilt of being unfair to other people. And also guilt for being, I'm not saying it is, but you are not being selfish, but you feel guilty for being a bit selfish and self-centered or focusing on yourself.
Yes. Yes. I think that's accurate assumption. Yeah.
So in the end, how did you manage that?
I did take it.
Wait, you did take a break or you did?
I did take the break because I'm like, that's a boundary that I need to put in place, but it doesn't stop me have that feeling of guilt. Because the worst thing is you can see other people's availability as well on the screen, so you will see who is available, who is not. But I think it's a good practice as well, and that's a reason why they have a break button, is for you to
have a break,
have right? a break.
And they're encouraging you to have a break, because if you don't take care of yourself, like, you're not going to be able to do this long term.
Yes, exactly. But it's just weird. Like, it's not rational.
Yeah, it's not. It's quite... I would say it's quite common to have this guilt of being too selfish. Or being selfish at all. Like, it's... To be fair, it's not. Like, from my point of view.
It's basically looking after yourself. But also, it's a common thing. It's... Yeah, I experience quite often.
Does it change the way... In the future, like, yes, you have the skill. Like, what are you gonna do next time?
I think sometimes it can be helpful because you can't just put yourself on break the whole time and not do anything. So I think the guilt serves a purpose to make sure things run perfectly. Not perfectly, that's too much. Make sure things run well. But then I think is your behavior can't always run by guilt, right? Like it's not, at least for me, I don't think it's healthy.
Yeah, no, it's not healthy.
But to me, it's having a balance between, okay, should I take this break or not? Is it ethical or is it unethical? Like morally, that's how we run or how we behave. So I think it's definitely useful.
That's a very good summary because I think guilt is more of your moral beliefs, what you think is right or wrong, because you're not doing something that you may consider as morally right.
Mm.
That's why you have that guilt.
Yeah, or else the world will be...
in chaos?
In chaos, which it already is. Well, we can't think of everyone, right?
People should have more guilt.
Mm.
At times. So what did we learn today? We should have more guilt. Let's continue.
Yeah. The world need more guilt.
No, to be fair, honestly, I feel like that is true on a certain level, though.
Mm.
So it really makes you question like your moral.
Yeah.
Morally right or wrong.
It's like a little reflection.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah, so I guess guilt can never really be fully resolved. It's still affecting us. We still feel guilty.
It's like you can't remove anxiety out of your life. It does serve some purpose.
So we just have to learn to live with it. It's such a sad thing.
Yeah, but it's not always bad, right? We talk about it's good as well.
True. I think it's just the more I grow up, it just feels like guilt. It's more unhelpful than helpful now. Because a lot of the pro-social behaviors we've learned them already.
And sometimes we unlearn them.
It's just set there. We do unlearn them from time to time, but it's less common.
And sometimes people might, or I might cross that moral line. And you keep testing that moral line from time to time.
What are you talking about?
No, just like, you're so numb to things that, I don't know, you don't?
No, it's just situation. I'm not sure I get it.
Like, you don't feel guilty anymore, eventually. Maybe for some people, you don't feel guilty anymore because you have reached a point that you just don't care. I don't know. Would anyone don't feel guilt at all?
I mean, you're talking to the person who feels guilty every single second of their life.
No, I'm just curious.
Yeah, I'm curious too. I would love to meet them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it will be the worst combination of a person that feels guilty all the time and a person that don't feel guilt at all.
Why? It would be so interesting. I would really love to learn from them.
Oh, I'm thinking differently. Point. I'm thinking it's like that person would definitely take advantage from you.
Oh. Eh, that's fine.
Okay. Anyway. Let's move on because I can assume, I can foresee the conversation goes very dark.
But yeah, so today we shared about two experiences each about how when we feel guilty, and you know, both one was actually, I feel like only my recent one was unhelpful. The other ones were quite helpful.
No, what makes you think mine is helpful? Well, I'm not getting too impacted by it.
No, you okay, not helpful, but more like you were able to manage it. Alleviate some of the guilt that allowed you to continue with taking a break.
Yeah.
You still went through the emotions, but you're able to manage it and leave it.
Yes.
So, I don't know. Helpful or unhelpful, it's a very fine line anyways.
So, it's really up to you. Not up to you. It's like really depends on you.
Depends on the situation and what comes about it.
Yes,
what
and comes how do you respond to it.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyways, guilt is... not an
just
either.
Sitting there, you know.
Yeah, just sitting there. Let's just try to live with it and find different strategies for us to manage those feelings. Cool.
Cool beans.
So you can I don't know what the listeners can do. They can think of a time when it was helpful, and times that are unhelpful. And honestly, just really reflecting on a few on guilt, because overall, like, just the first glance of seeing the word guilt, I think most, if not all people, will feel like it's a very negative thing, and want to stay away from it. But it actually, at times, it could be helpful.
Mm. More how you think about it, because I've heard so many people saying they're very guilty about certain things to the point that it leads them to a very negative state. I guess it's not catastrophizing it and thinking deeper what exactly that you're guilty about. And it's similar to what we mentioned in the regret episode. Is there anything you can do to repair it? If yes, then repair it. If no, then remember not to do it next time. Don't jump into that rabbit hole and keep that game. Yeah. That's what I did in the past.
Yeah, and I think I would really encourage listeners just to talk to some, like, another person about guilt, and you will find out that quite a lot of these experiences to feel guilty is actually quite common. And as you can probably see in the article, if you do read it, honestly, if you don't want to read it, it's completely fine. You can actually just focus more on the examples and the different categories of feeling guilty. For feeling guilty,
page 6 and 7 is really interesting.
Yeah, so really go have a look at it. It really helps normalize a lot of the experiences. But yeah, other than that, we're
signing off.
Wow. You're so excited.
We're tired and I'm hungry and
it's late. We need sleep, yes. So we'll see you in 2 weeks' time. In the meantime, do what we just said, or not.
You don't feel guilty if you don't.
Either way, it's completely fine with us. We won't know anyways. But yeah, we'll see you in 2 weeks' time, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.